Morning, everybody. My name is Ben. I'm a compulsive eater, overeater, ungrateful binger, healing human. So happy to be with you here with you today. Let's start off with the Serenity Prayer, one of my favorite prayers in OA. So I can calm myself and bring you into my compulsive world and hopefully inspire somebody here with strength, hope, and courage. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thy will, not mine, be done. When one person recovers in this group, we all recover. This is a we program. Let me give you a tiny intro. My story will be in three chapters. Chapter one, my history of my food. Chapter two, my eating disorder, finding OA. And chapter three, hope, fellows, tools, and abstinence. I'm so grateful to be here today, alive and abstinent. Okay, chapter one, history of my food. I always love food, sugar, processed food, more pleasure than fuel. I grew up with a Chinese mom and an all-American dad in middle-class America. Moved around a lot because of my dad in the military. I grew up with the sport of competitive swimming at age 10. Though I never had a weight problem growing up, I'm pretty sure my eating habits were formed in childhood because of fear, isolation, and the need to belong, which developed even more as I aged into my adult years. I remember my dad saying, "Why do you eat so much crap?" after getting a bunch of treats from the vending machine. And that's probably why. I don't know. So I swam all the way through college on scholarship, nothing special, somewhere in the middle. I recall my coach in college telling me, "Your diet is horrible," but never giving me any nutritional advice, suggestions. I married my college sweetheart at 23 years old, started our family at around 30, and I kept loving food too much. But I didn't have swimming to keep that weight at bay anymore. I started gaining weight gradually, getting my dad bod, and I didn't care. I blew up to about 250 pounds, A1C, climbing gradually through the years. Chapter two, my eating disorder and finding OA. So in my 40s, around 2016, I started a weight loss journey. Maybe it was a midlife crisis, maybe something else, but it happened. So I started looking for ways to lose weight, to get that body I had back in college. So I started going on YouTube, finding different fitness gurus and or 20-something bodybuilders, and to maybe get their body somehow. I ended up with a fasting and binging journey that led me down this dark hole of starving myself and binging excessively. Some would say I had binge eating disorder, but I knew I had a problem, and my life became unmanageable. I lost 50 pounds, but my health was not well. This destructive cycle of fasting and starving and then binging on processed food led my body to prediabetes and metabolic syndrome. Every time I ate a certain food, I would get tingling, burning, and numbing feet, also known as neuropathy. My eyes would burn, also known as retinopathy, and my heart would palpitate, and I would have to take naps right after my eating, and I would be drunk on food all day long. I still have the lingering effects of my disordered eating behavior, but thanks to OA, I am recovering. So some of the drownings of my eating disorder I struggle are eating out of the trash. That was pretty low. It was probably my breaking point. Eating my daughter's sleepover goodies and lying about it. That was hard. Hiding the drive-through evidence, hiding my junk food in places no one will look. My HP was the scale, the tape measure, and journals of my weight loss. All of this leading to my disordered eating. Almost getting into car accidents by eating on the road. Almost passing out from a sugar binge while driving. In the summer of 2021, still in the cycle of everyday starving and binging for months and not stopping anytime soon, I knew I could die from this disease. My heart and body were letting me know this. I had already set an outpatient appointment for possible binge eating disorder treatment, and I knew the disease was progressive and lethal, and I was fully in it. I came into OA on my knees, begging for some kind of relief from this misery of binging. I was sick and tired of the destructive cycle. When I came in, it was on Zoom and in the car, again isolating and hiding in my disease. The process was slow, but I knew I was home when I started listening, and that I wasn't alone anymore. There were people just like me who were recovering from this horrible disease and were sharing it every day. I often asked myself in the beginning why these people were so happy. I would often binge while watching fellows talk, camera off, too ashamed and isolated, telling myself this isn't working. Chapter 3, Hope, Fellows, and Tools. I believe in HP's miracles. And I believe in July of 2021, my HP, who I call God, gave me a small miracle of finding OA. Without it, my life would be in continuous destructive cycle, and I would be further into the disease. So I started attending meetings. I shared a couple times, my heart beating rapidly, getting uncomfortable with myself, very raw. But it got easier the more I shared, gave service, and I kept coming back. I couldn't sit still and wait and pray to let it happen and wonder when my life would become manageable again. I had to take action and jump in, taking the first leap into the abyss, trusting that I would get recovery somehow in this program. I kept coming back. I started giving service more, running meetings, creating my own meetings. Again, not used to this giving myself to others. It felt foreign at the time, but it's who I am as a person in OA, and I give service. I speak at every meeting I go to. Life goes on even as you recover. It's how you deal with life that has changed. My dad and his stage 4 cancer really speaks to where I am in my recovery. He is in remission now, doing well, but without OA, I would be binging all day because of my feelings during his fight. I continued to ask for guidance and pray and meditate every day to my HP. I acquired my dream job of 3 months ago as a swimming coach, was living wage and benefits. I truly believe I would not have gotten this job if it wasn't for the confidence OA abstinence has given me. The cool thing is I go to work with my home OA meeting in the car and come out of work with the same OA meeting. So my life revolves around OA program every single day. Letting go and letting God, instead of stuffing my feelings down with food, I no longer weigh myself, use a tape measure or journal on my weight loss. My weight is none of my business. My higher power knows my weight, and that's good enough. I have a food plan and a step study with loving fellows that guide me through the day with gratitudes. Meetings are a huge part of my program. They are my rock. I love every meeting I go to, especially on OA footsteps. 3 a.m. two-way prayer meeting, 5 a.m. daily reprieve. Thank you guys for being here. 6 a.m. exercise meeting. Get me through the morning hours when I feel isolated or when I need more connection with my higher power. I believe the meetings are my higher power and you fellows are my God with skin on. I have a home group, OA Creative Reprieve, that supports me and gives me courage. And I'd like to share a quick video I gave at a OA Creative Reprieve conference. It'll be next year as well. Let me share this real quick. Hope you guys can hear this.
Hey, everybody. Ben, compulsive overeater. For such a long time, this scale has been a slave to me. So not anymore. Not today. All right, here we go. Thank you.
So that's a little something. Okay. I know if I don't work my program hard, I would go back. I will go right back to my binging days. I have many relapses and slips, but continue to keep coming back. Food is not comfort to me anymore. Food is fuel for my body, mind, and spirit. I have food neutrality now. I have power to say no to my alcoholic foods. But if I choose to have something off my food plan, then that's between HP and me. I had 300 days of abstinence. And according to my app, I track with, it's that's 7,200 hours. Then I will not let go of anytime soon because I feel so free and at peace. My abstinence is not to binge. The biggest thing to come out of all this is I get my family back. I get to stay in the present moment and actually be with my people instead of being isolated and in the food. And I'd like to close. I do this from time to time, but I'd like to close with a couple words that come to me when I think of OA. So if you close your eyes and listen to the words. Love, my higher power, fellows, body and food neutrality, a safe place, healing human. I belong here, my place of serenity. Thy will, not mine, be done. And to all the newcomers, the most important person in the rooms, keep coming back. It works if you work it. And you are worth it. Thank you, guys. I'll pass.